gentlemen, that takes care of that. Now, start with our first case, please, under the public hearings.
The first case under tonight under public hearings is 11,767 Bethesda Leasing LLC seeks a variance from the front yard setback section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of the dead end of Heather Lane in Bethany Dunes. The 911 address is 31002 Heather Lane, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 429. Specifically, they're asking for a 16-foot variance from the front yard. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Fuqua, will this be your only witness?
Yes, it will.
Okay, sir, can you give us your full name for the record, please, and address?
Timothy Davis, I reside at 36122 Overfall Drive South, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay. Will you swear or affirm that the information you're about to give this evening would be true and correct?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant, D&G Beach LLC. The LLC is actually comprised of Mr. Glenn Weinberg and his family. It's a family LLC. Mr. Weinberg is on a business trip, and he couldn't be here tonight. But Tim Tice from Echelon Custom Homes is here on his behalf. The application is requesting a 16-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for a new home to be constructed on Lot 15 in the Bethany Dunes subdivision. Bethany Dunes, as you know, is an oceanfront development located on Route 1 just a bit north of Bethany. Lot 15 is the northernmost oceanfront lot in the development. If you look at Exhibit A of the exhibits that I submitted, you can see that it is the lot that's marked in yellow. Because it's a corner lot, you can see it has just 50 feet of frontage. Part of the one side is actually the frontage there. So it's a little bit unusual in that respect. The applicants just purchased the lot in February of 2016. The lot is currently vacant. There is some history, though. Prior to 2012, there was a home located on the lot. However, on the evening of July 12, 2012, there was not one fire, but actually two fires at this home that literally destroyed it and burned it to the ground. Exhibit B is just a little article from WBOC regarding the fire. I think, as you know, oceanfront lots have a unique requirement. Not only must they comply with the county setback requirements, but they also are subject to the DNREC dune line building setback. And that requirement requires that all improvements be located west of the DNREC building lot. Most oceanfront homes in Sussex were built before this requirement and are grandfathered from the requirement. And in fact, they can be rebuilt or remodeled as long as certain infrastructure of the original house remains, namely the pilings and sometimes some of the first floor, things of that nature. In this case, however, on Lot 15, since the entire structure was destroyed, and when I say the entire structure, that the pilings were actually burned to the ground. So DNREC basically indicated that this could not be grandfathered because there is no part of the original structure remaining. And the house has to comply with the DNREC building restriction line. Now, if you look at Exhibit C, you'll see what I mean. The six homes located to the south of Lot 15, parts of all those homes are located east of the DNREC line, and in fact the house that burnt down was east of the DNREC line also on this lot, but because of the fact that the house was destroyed, the new home has to be built completely west of the DNREC line, and DNREC strictly enforces this requirement. There were discussions with DNREC to get some type of waiver or variance, and DNREC absolutely will not do that. They want to encourage homes to be moving westward because of future concerns. So as a result of that, this house has to be built west of the Denrick line. And that results in the need for the variance as shown on Exhibit D, which is the survey of the property. You can see the corner of the house, which would be up where the street is, encroaches into that curvature from the 50 from the setback from the front. So it's just that one portion of the house that I have marked in hatch that actually would be the part that would need the variance. As to the legal basis for the variance, there are, I believe, obviously some unique physical conditions here. Number one, it's an oceanfront lot that is subject to the Denrick restrictions. It has this minimal and unusual type of road frontage of 50 feet on the road. And the need for this is a direct result of the fire that destroyed the former house and basically required its relocation as far as reconstruction. Because the buildable area on the lot is squeezed because of the Denrick line, it's not possible to build a house of the type that are located in this area, and that results in the need for the variance to enable the reasonable use of the property. You can see that basically the Denrick line basically takes about half of the lot away as far as buildable area. The situation was not created by the applicant. As I said, the applicant just purchased this lot in February from the bank that had ended up with the lot after the fire. The variance will not alter the essential character of the area. In fact, it will not affect any views because it's going to be further back than all the other homes located along the ocean. The Bethany Dunes Architectural Committee has approved the site location, and they've indicated they have no objection to the variance, and that's the email that's Exhibit E of the exhibits. And also the owner of Lot 14, which is the adjacent lot to the south, indicated they have no objection, and that's an email in Exhibit F of the exhibit book. The requested 16-foot variance, again, which is only for that one corner of the house, is the minimum necessary to permit the reasonable use of the property. And basically, that is the basis for our request. Mr. Tice, is everything that I just represented true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes. Sir, would you come up to the let me get on record.
Again, Mr. Tice, just for the record, is everything true and correct?
It is.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Gentlemen, that's everything I have other than answering any questions you might have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Figue. Mr. Mills, we'll start with you. Do you have any questions?
It appears the footprint of the house is about 2,400 square feet.
I'll defer to Mr. Tyson.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah, it's pretty close.
How many story is it?
Ultimately, it's kind of in flux right now. We're kind of weighing back and forth whether it ends up being two or three stories above the flood. So.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. No other questions?
No, sir.
Mr. Johnson? No questions.
Okay.
Mr. Baird?
You said, Mr. Fuqua, that Lot 14 and what was the other lot there that they have no objection? Is that
the correct? The architectural committee, review committee of the subdivision.
And they have no problems?
They have no objection. They've approved the plans.
No problems. It is going to be put back on pilings again, right? Because
absolutely has to be.
Okay.
And it will be similar in appearance to the other homes. It will just have to be further back.
Okay. No other questions?
Excuse me. Mr. Martin?
No questions.
Okay, and I have no further questions. Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,767. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is the home must comply with current Denrick building restrictions lines, so that makes it very unique when it's that requirement has to be met. And also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty certainly hasn't been created by the applicant. The home burnt down, and Denrec has come up with their requirements, and the applicant must meet those requirements. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. I asked that question, and he said the homeowners association is in favor, and the requested variance is the minimum that we're afforded to release.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,767. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,767 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.